Yom Kippur, I also want to focus very much on practical machshava that we could have. That's what we did last week. We learned this. We learned part of the sicha from Rav Meisler on Malchius and the machshava to work with during Rosh Hashanah. And what, a couple of chaverim told me they found it very helpful. And what we have in front of us now is the end of one of the sichas of Rabbi Tzvi Meir Zilberberg Zolgazim Zayin, the sichas that came out now before Yontif. What's the ikka machshava? What's the main thought that a person should take with him going into Yontif, into Yom Kippur? And what to have in mind during the day, what to aspire to try to have an almadrega, a little bit of a hergish. It's very hard for us to understand. Most people have very negative associations with Yom Kippur. Nobody likes when someone else is looking into your business. We don't like that. As children, we didn't want our parents watching us. Hashem's Baruch is watching us every minute, but one time of the year that we become very, very, very aware of that. We should be aware of that every minute. But there's one time of the year where we feel it very much, and that's Yom Kippur. And because of that pachad, that fear, that anxiety of Yom Kippur, it's very easy to forget what the Yontif is about and to lose the simcha, the joy of this Yontif. Was the Tzaddikim gave a marshal. We know that there's a lot of singing, even by the Ashamnu, even by our Vidui, the singing. And the Tzaddikim said on that it's Taka in Avla, it's a bad thing that the prince made a mess in the palace of the king, of his father. It's Taka in Avla. But what an unbelievable simcha that the king gave us this day. He gave us a time to clean that and to fix that. And he wants us to do that mitoch simcha. That was the avodah of the tzaddikim. And that's what they taught us. Not, God forbid, with depression, not a marish chayr, not tzibrachinkeit. A tzibrachinkeit, a marius, a certain bitterness, and a broken hardness over our failures to live up to the good thoughts that we had last Yom Kippur, but nevertheless to move forward with Simcha, and it's not a contradiction at all. But only we're going to do a small part of this, the end of this Sicha, and Avaydis Yom HaKadosh B'Dareinu. The name of the Sicha is Avaydis Yom HaKadosh, the Avaydis of Yom Kippur B'Dareinu, in our generation. It changes from generation to generation. What's the emphasis in each generation? So even though you'll be able to see, everybody looks into different svarim, and you see shmuzim from this time, from that time, and there's a different emphasis, and one has to know how to draw out for who he is and where we are holding right now in Tavshin Ayin, where we're holding. V'yayim HaKadosh Anu Mevakshim Mechei V'Ha'aver Sha'enu V'Chataseinu Minegen Einecha. The whole Yontif, Yom Kippur, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to erase and to take away all of our aveiros, she'enu chataseinu mineged einecha, from before Hashem's eyes, that all of our mechei v'ha'aver p'she'enu, mechei, erase, and cast aside, move away, she'enu v'chataseinu, all of our p'she'enu and achatos, the things that we did intentionally, unintentionally, mineged einecha, from before your eyes. That's what we ask Hashem. L'chai yesh l'havim. We need to understand the chivak al zeh anmavakshim. That's what we're asking for. Very anmavakshim. The sashlich b'mitzulos yom kol chatoisam. What we would really like is that all of our aveiros should be thrown away in the ocean, in the depths of the ocean. The sashlich b'mitzulos yom kol chatoisam. Ma'ul negdei necha. What's the bakasha? What are we asking Hashem? Mecheva have pshainu v'chatas. I mean, neged einecha, from before your eyes. But Hashem's book should put it in a drawer. Hashem's book should keep it someplace for a rainy day. We understand the sasha from Silas Yom Kalchatayis. Rabbi Shalom, take our aveiros, throw them in the garbage. What's mecheva ha'aver pshainu v'chatas einu mineged einecha? Ubiru bezem haral v'sfasemes. One of the explanations of this, according to the Maral and the Sfasemis, Kirak Avinu Shabashamaim Makir V'yedeya Es HaPnimius Shabakol Echad MiYisrael. Only the Rebbein Shalom knows the inner core, the Pnimius of each Jew. We ourselves don't know. If we would know who we are, Be'emes, we would never do any Averis. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makiv yadei as apnimius shebekol echad miyisrael. He truly sees and recognizes the depths of what's hidden in each and every Jew. Ukvar b'yarnu shezeu hapnimius shekol nidrei. And we've already learned at the beginning of this maamar, he spoke about a great deal. It's such an interesting way to come into Yom Kippur, kol nidrei. That even if you ask a Jew who has no shaychus to Shabbos, who has no shaychus to kashus, he even eats chametz on Pesach. But a Jew knows a kol nidrei. There's a musik of kol nidrei. And the niggun of kol nidrei is the whole Yom Kippur is in that niggun of kol nidrei. And we all know that when you look at the words and you translate the words and you understand, even if you've learned, and if you've learned properly the Gemara, if you learn the Dharm and Shuas, and you understand what Kol Nidre is talking about, it's very hard to understand why is that the entrance into Yom Kippur. And how is that the Pnimius of the Yom HaKadosh? Basically, it's a formula in Halacha, as we know, for uprooting those commitments that we made, Lemafreya, retroactively, and Mikana Lahaba, for the future. And how is the entire light of Yom Kippur contained in that little paragraph of Kol Nidre? That all Jews, even when they hear the words Kol Nidre, or the Nigan of Kol Nidre, even now with such an unbelievable hest upon it, because it shakes a person up. What is the great light of Kol Nidre? That you see a tremendous Hesiris, an awakening, a Slavus, a brand of fire. Kol Chelke Klai Yisrael. All different Jews. V'loi Shum Hefesh. Without any distinction between one Sfadim Ashkenazim, even to say Jews that are religious and even that are not religious. There's a hisiris of one's entire Yiddishkeit that somehow takes place by Kol Nidre. Kol Nidre. I remember that when I was a kid in the shul, they used to send in the mail, my parents, they used to send the tickets, you know, for the seats. And they said, I remember these pink tickets. And I said, Kol Nidre. And my mother would start to cry when she would open the envelope. My mother would cry. She would take out the ticket and she'd say, oh, it would be like in the summer sometime, the end of the summer. My mother would call me. My mother would start to cry. Those words. And the associations that my mother, my father, people from the last generation have with that, the thoughts are so much harder. And afal pichem, there's something that moves inside. V'amatzav shokol nidre. Shayamusa Gavo B'chol Hadaris, that was a very great concept throughout all the generations. V'echad Mehinyan B'zeh B'pnim Yisro, and one of the Inyan, because it's a very, very deep Inyan. And on the deepest level, there's a piece of Zohar Kodesh that many communities either say together or individually people say that Kivyachal Hashem himself is being released from the Neder, from his neder that the Jewish people have to be in Galus. That's what's happening. Nun dar, neder nun dar, as the Svarim tell us, nun is the 50th, the highest level, the 50th gate of understanding. Dar, Hashem dwells. Something is opened up at that moment of Kol Nidre. But the rest of the year it's not open. Mishum sha'or, so Kol Nidre mashpia milamala. That light of Kol Nidre is mashpia. It influences us, milamala from above. Heinas hatikun al ha'avar, both in terms of repairing our past, all that we've done in the past. Shu ha'tarlam afreya, which is in the nusach of halacha, enclosed in that heter, in the hatara of commitments that we made that we didn't live up to. To be l'mafreya, to release us from things of the past that are haunting us. And even if we don't feel that they're haunting us, they are. Aveiros, things that we thought about, things that we did, things that we said from this past year. Sh'atol l'mafreya l'gabi ha'aver, that kol nidre, there's this light that comes down to release us from that darkness of that you and I generated in our lives this past year. V'heinis ha'or shagili das alahaba, and also the light of one's being megala, one's verbalizing a commitment that this coming year is going to be better. All of that is contained in Kol Nidre, again in the lavush, in the garments of a halachic formulation. What does this do? When the person says in Yom Kippurim, Ad Yom Kippurim, Habo Leinu, Bal Kol Yisrael L'Tayv, when a person says that from now and in the future he accepts upon himself, it's not something new that we're trying to accomplish this coming year. You have to understand. Everything that you and I were meant to be is contained within us. We don't know that. We're not in touch with who we are. When a person's megala his das, when a person reveals the inner will of his soul, that I want the next year to be a year that is holy and pure, a year where I'm not going to tie myself down to things that Hashem doesn't want me to be tied down to, that I'm going to be free to serve Hashem. That Gilui Das is not an expression of some innovative project that I want to undertake this coming year, but rather, I'm a gala, I'm revealing the true Das of who I am. There's nothing that's stronger, there's nothing that's more liberating in a person's life than to be Megala, the essence of who he is, to Megala that Das of himself. And at that moment of Kol Nidre, a person is given the strength from above by saying these words, and because of the time that it is, he is given the strength to reveal to himself, and of course Hashem, the deepest secrets of his heart, who he really is. B'shas amir satev sakadosh shal Kol Nidre, when those holy words of Kol Nidre are being said, we draw into our lives the light of that release, of that hatar. And the light of our revealing our truest and deepest intentions of what this coming year should look like. Now, we might forget that. We might not think about it. It could be Chalila by Mutzim Kippur. The person is not conscious of that at all. But the Gilui Das itself is a very, very precious thing. And in doing so, a person is able to megala the pnimius, the essence of who he is. That's why if somebody comes to you, Kol Nidre, and says, look, I got $2 seats for tonight's Yankee game, which I'm just giving you a marshal of something that I couldn't think of anything else, my little Gashmi, that would be as exciting for me. So I just gave you a marshal. So at that moment, when you megal das, your pnimius of who you are, if someone would come up to you, it would be the silliest, not only silly, you would think that he is sick. He's a sick person. If he even talked to you about such a thing, by Kol Nidre. If he talks to you about it the next night at that exact same time, or maybe an hour later, say, don't let's see Yom Tov, or 2 nights later for sure. So then it has all of that excitement of what that means to you ever since you were a kid, and what that world is, of that stadium, the Yankees, and all of that stuff. How come B'Shas Kol Nidre? It's not just that you're saying because it's not nice. Like a lot of times we don't do bad things because it's not nice. That's not the pshat. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. But it's not a question of it not being nice. When you're megala, the essence of who you are, when you're able for a moment to come into contact with the essence of who you are, it's so clear to you how absurd other things are that are not from that real world. It's so silly. It's absurd. And that light of Gilui Das, by the Cain, Megala Ha'odem is Pnimiusai, through which a person is able to be Megala, to uncover the essence of who he is, even for a brief time. As we say there in the Nusach of Kol Nidre, Shvisen, Shvikin, Betalen, Mevutalen, all the things that are external, all the things that are bad, all the stuff that I accumulated, my Nidorim, Shvisen, Shvikin, Betalen, Mevutalen, go away, they stop, Shvisen, Shvikin, Betalen, the bottle, Mevutal, totally nullified and gone. Like I call him this Yainus, I call him a Chshaylus, I call him the Nephilus, Hein Ba'ovev, Hein Ba'osid. And I'm referring to all of the failures, all of the times that I failed in this Yainus this past year. The Chol and Nephilus, even in the Nephilus, even the times that I'm going to, that I might fall in the future, that I might fail. Most likely we will have, hopefully, not as hard and not as deep into as deep a pit, but there are going to most likely be nefilas in the future. But when the person's megala, the pnimius, that's not who I am. That's what he's saying. That's not. I don't identify with that. That's not who I am. That's not who I want to be. What I did this past year, I'm disassociating myself with that. Not because I'm a liar. Not like someone says, I didn't do it. I did it. I did those things. As hard as it is to believe now, I did those things. And if I would have the mind and the heart of Kol Nidre throughout the year, then those affairs would have been seen in the true light of who I am as disgusting and absurd. As disgusting. Miyom Kippurim sha'ovar aleinu v'ad yom kippurim zeh, or miyom kippurim zeh ad yom kippurim habo aleinu l'toiv, hakol botel mevotel. I'm talking first about the past, that whatever it was that wasn't real, that came out in my actions, and appeared to be some sort of a commitment to a life that's not real, to a life that was even disgusting in many ways. And the Gilui Das, and I'm revealing my true Das, as far as any stupid thing that I might do this coming year, as far as any dumb thing that I might do, I'm saying now, when I have this moment of this aura, this light, of what? Of the essence of who I am, I'm being megaladas, that I'm saying in advance, I don't associate with that person that I might look like a week or two or a month or two from now. It's not me. And that's not a way to get off the hook. Obviously a person has to do tshuva and take care of himself. You can't go back. You can't say, I could, so what? So I'll always have Kol Nidre and I'm fine? No. Of course there's accountability. When the person says this, it doesn't exist. That silliness, the way that I behaved, and the way that I might behave a week or two from now, lo sharim v'lo kayam. So what does that mean? Al pizem avaras vasemis susa yonam hashakosu. So right afterwards we say v'nislach l'chol b'nei Yisrael, right? And it says ki l'chol ha'am mishkaga. The entire nation. Now I'm not only talking about myself. I'm saying ki l'chol ha'am mishkaga. The whole nation has made a mistake. Whatever was wrong this past year, it's been unintentional. Kilachal ha'mishkaga. So the Sfasem says, ki av she'on mevakshe mechila gam lamezidin. Now, we're asking Hashem to forgive us even for things that we did intentionally, right? Even for the mezidin. She'enu. So what does it mean? Kilachal ha'mishkaga. How could we make such a broad statement with such certainty that anything that was bid by Yidden this year was chal ha'mishkaga? It was a shkaga. And if you would say that at a different time and you did something intentionally and you would say it was a mistake, you would seem foolish. And the person would say, what do you mean it's a mistake? I heard you talking about this on the phone last night and you planned out the whole thing. And you tell me it's a mistake? What kind of mistake is that? You planned it out. It's not a mistake. When a person's megala, the pnimius of who he is, when a person's, and this is the whole avoida of Yom Kippur, when a person's megala, the pnimius, when he uncovers the true essence of who he is, when he's megala, the pnimius, then mizbarish l'kol ha'am b'shkaga, not only by him, but by all Jews. Anything that was bad this past year was a shkaga. It was a mistake. A mistake doesn't mean that you didn't know what you were doing. A mistake means that you didn't understand. You didn't understand what it meant. V'chol ha'mishkaga, it was a mistake because it came as a result of my being masich das, of my not paying attention to, am I not being connected to the true essence of myself, of who I am. And this itself awakens a tremendous shefa, a light of forgiveness. And nislach l'chol das b'nei Yisrael, tremendous forgiveness for b'nei Yisrael. Val zeh haderech isa b'maral. And the Maral alludes to this when he says, "Shesoyfe hatevus shalki l'chol ha'am b'shkaga." The final letters, the soyfe tevus of those words. Now, whenever you have sometimes you have Rosh Hashanah, the first letters, sometimes you have the final letters. The final letters mean when you dig deep into something to get to the bottom of it, to get to the end of what it is. So the Maral says, Ki lochol ha'am bishkaga, the final letters spell Mila. This Mila. Mila. What does that do with Mila? Shivirim hazen ifraim kol ha'arlas. Because on this day of Yom Kippur, all the foreskin, all the coverings over who we really are pulled away. That's what it means, Mila. Mila is the essence of a Jew, that he's gemalt. Whatever he got involved in over the course of the year, over the course of his lifetime, those are all coverings. Mila and Priya means the uncovering of the true self. And from there, the Jewish people are able to draw forgiveness. Ki l'chol, it says, v'nislach is kol adas b'nei Yisrael. And ki l'chol ha'am b'shkaga is mila. Meaning that those things that I did wrong during the year were a mistake. Even if I did them with full knowledge and intent, it was a mistake. Because it only came as a result of my not being in contact with the true person that I really was created to be. V'apnimius hazois mezgala miyad v'knisus hayayim. And because of this great light of Kol Nidre and of Yom Kippur that descends into the world, so this pnimius becomes revealed immediately at the beginning of the day, and that brings forgiveness. Hayezgalus shalifnai v'lifnim. That's the same Hezgalus, that's the same revelation, then that one day of the year, the Kohen Gadol was able to go all the way inside, Lifnei V'lifnim, to the Kodesh Kedoshim. No other time. Because it's only on that day that the Kodesh Kedoshim of a Jew, and of the Jewish people, is uncovered. So only on that day could the Kohen go in. That journey of the Kohen Gadol into the Kodesh Kedoshim means that on that day, each and every one of us has access to the Kodesh Kedoshim of ourselves. which would never sin, which would never do anything against the Ras Nasha. Bechinas Kruvim. It's a Bechin of the Kruvim. Of the two Kruvim that were there. With this complete Ahava and Tveikas, love and Tveikas to Hashem. Which the Kruvim symbolized, the Jewish people in Hashem. Like a Chasn and Kala. Zeh gam ken apnimi shel hasayrus v'slavus sheyesh lo kol ish miyisrael b'yom ha'kippurim. This is the secret of the hasayrus that Jews have. Which I love to talk, you know, I talk to Jews that are not from. I was talking to this fellow the other day, but he came to do something in the house, and so he has a Jewish name. So I asked him, "You're one of the tribe?" And he said, "Sure." So I asked him, "What are you going to be, Yom Kippur?" So he said he goes to his temple, and he started to tell me how it's you know, the fast, how he, even though I'm not religious, you know, Rabbi, I'm not religious, but I never ate the Yom Kippur. I always fast. And I have such a hanot to hear Jews say that. What's more oyer this year that he should fast on Yom Kippur? That we know that Rav Moshe and the other poskim will use that in our generation as the final point of a Jew before, God forbid, he leaves being a Jew. That if at least he fasts Yom Kippur, at least there's a shaychus to Yom Kippur. Because that's the pnimius. Meaning this guy, even though he goes to some reformed temple, and he doesn't think he has any shaychus to Yiddishkeit, it's a mistake. The truth is, that lifnei v'lifnim, in his kodesh kadoshim, he's a tzaddik. He's a tzaddik yisadayla. It's a big, big tzaddik. There are many stories like that. Many stories at this time of year. The Vedicha was ma'ira things, and the Ramesh Lapsas with the tzaddikim, with simple Jews, the Pasha, the Yidin, that they saw Maisa with a certain guy who was a very, very bad guy, and he came to shul, and he was the 10th guy by Leib Saras and Maisa. All kinds of stories like this. He said Kaddish, he died from Zavayda and Yom Kippur. Many stories, true stories. Many of them are not true, but many of the stories are true stories about the Inyan of Ayid and Yom Kippur, which is not something which is up Yisayach. There's a Hisayus, a Slavus here, so Kol Ish Misol B'Yom HaKippurim Shabiyom Zeh Misayu Mezgal Ha'or Shal Neged Einecha. Echei V'Havir B'Sha'inim Chadasenim Mi Neged Einecha. What does that mean now? On that day of Yom Kippur, there is a light that's revealed, that's called the light of Leneged Einecha, before Hashem's eyes. Meaning only before Hashem's eyes are we seen for who we really are. Only before Hashem's eyes are we truly seen for who we are. We don't see each other that way. He talks about that in the Maimon, how one of the big avodas of Yom Kippur is to try to see other Jews in such a way. And that has to do with the forgiveness, mechila, and so on. To see mineged einenu, to try to see into the depths of a Jew, that in that place there's no pshayim, there's no chatoyim. Mecheva havir pshayim v'chadisem, mineged einecha, before Hashem's eyes. As Hashem's Baruch looks at us, in that mabat ha'emes of who we are, in that way of who we really are. Ha'pnim yishbekol ish mi yisrael, shbekol meshach ha'meis le'hemshach, or bekol meshach, rather, ha'meis le'eis, Shema Kippurim, that for the entire period of Yom Kippur, whatever it is, 24, 25 hours, that whole time, Emetosis, and a little bit of time that is added on, Mizbara Habir HaGomer, what's clarified with absolute certainty, is She Yisrael Hem Kedoshim V'Tahirim, is that Yidden Jews are Kedoshim V'Tahirim. And that the soul of each and every Jew is Kedosh and Tahir. And therefore we could say, L'kol ha'am b'shkaga. Anumatim l'hispalel im ha'vrayanim. V'yeshiva shel ma'al, v'yeshiva shel ma'al, v'yeshiva shel ma'al. Adasam ha'gas ha'kal. Matim l'hispalel im ha'vrayanim, that we daven together all Jews, and Yom Kippur ha'vrayanim, people that did all kinds of ha'vayus. Where all those things said, Urzerulat Sadik Lishrelev Simcha. That's how we start. Urzerulat Sadik. There's a light of the Tzadik that's planted in each and every Jew. Urzerulat Sadik. Lishrelev, when we come to the truth of who we are, to that place that's straight and real inside of us, at least we have simcha, then we would experience the greatest joy which a person can taste, Matzah and Kippur and Sukkos. V'chatoim sheyisol himrak mibachutz. All the averis that we do, that all Jews do, are only the mibachutz, on the outside. Aydekach hayetzahar, something is something external, something superficial that distracts us. Aval am Yisrael b'nei Yaakov avinu, but the Jewish people, the children of Yaakov, shu ish tam, who is a pure person, perfect and pure, v'anochi ish chalak, smooth, unlike Esav, who was covered with hair. Yaakov is smooth and pure and clean. V'loi shum p'gam, without any p'gam. Ki chelek Hashem amo, we just said this morning in the lining, from Hazino. Ki chelek Hashem amo. Chelek Hashem, each and every Jew has within him a chelek of Hashem, without exception. We're Hashem's portion. And in each and every one of us, we have, each and every one of us has chelek Hashem amo. He was talking about that earlier. There's some things he's referring back to, sort of to sum up. But on this day of Yom Kippur, the Beis Hamikdash, the Kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash is revealed. Am Yisrael mechubasim umenukim, and the Jewish people are like the curtains that were perfectly pure and white and clean, the kol sigu pagam, from all stains and blemishes. And all the sins that a Jew has committed during the year, Einim etzem ahusa. That's not who he really is. And therefore he says, Kol nidre, shvis l'shvikin, everything is gone, betelen l'vutolen. And he's megaladas, and in the future, if I become crazy again, I'm not associating with that, I'm not attaching myself to that craziness. I'm saying right now, when it's clear to me, that if you see me misbehaving in the future, that's not me. It's not who I want to be. And it's very important to be megala one's das. We should think of this during Kol Nidre. Even people like ourselves who are not so smart, that's what they have. So you have Kol Nidre said three times, it gives everybody a chance, even if you're not fast. There's a chance to think a little bit during Kol Nidre. Kimitzat atzmam tohir m'kadoshim hem. Kimitzat atzmam, in terms of who a Jew is, tohir m'kadoshim hem. Mavuagam came. So I was saying before, that's the Indian of Yom Kippur, the whole avodah of HaMikdash, and throwing the seal Azazel off the mountain. He doesn't go into that here, but what do we mean when throwing the seal Azazel? It means the seal Azazel. It means it's not me. I'm throwing it and I'm smashing it along the way down. It breaks into a million pieces. It's not me. Who am I? To go back to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's the avoid of the Kohen Gadol Kodesh Kedoshim. Nichnas a Kohen Gadol Kodesh Kedoshim lefi sha'chet eni mitzad ha'neshama. Because the chet, sin, is not mitzad ha'neshama. It's not from the neshama. V'agiri ha'satan v'cheilois. It comes from the Yetzara, the satan, and all of his troops. Shul yared umate. Next page. But he comes into our lives and confuses us, deceives us. Oilo Mastin, and he goes up and he says bad things. This birur, this clarification of who we really are, this takes place from the beginning of Yom Kippur throughout the day. That's all the daving, all of the avodah revolves around this nakuda of gili hapnimius, of gili hadas. Mitchila v'ad soif ad shaboyim lidei akara shehashem echad. Till we come to that last moment of Hashem Hulukim. This Hashem Yisrael Hashem Hulukim Hashem Echad and Hashem Hulukim. Because there's no shayla. That's who I am. Hashem Echad, Hashem Hulukim. So. Umavur b'sfasem, it's just zeh echad mehabchines amadiyis l'gabi aluchas avishaynis. Svasemis says that this is one of the bechinas. You know that on Yom Kippur, Hashem forgave us, Moshe Rabbeinu was up there davening, and on Yom Kippur, we received the second luchas. On Yom Kippur, we received the new set of luchas. So the first luchos were broken. First luchos were broken. Shmos Batamas. This first luchos are broken. And the Moshe ben Adavins. And he brings down the second luchos. So the Sfasemis explains, Chazal teach us that when Moshe Benu dropped the luchos, the first luchos, the letters flew off. The letters were parches ba'avir. The letters were not destroyed. Just the stones were destroyed. But the letters were not destroyed. It was written be'etzav Elokim. It was written by the hand of Hashem. And there's a whole tshuva in the Radbaz that talks about this, with Lashon HaKodesh, the Isis of the luchos. Those letters, according to the Chachamim, those letters were sort of waiting in midair, and then when the second luchos were carved by Moshe Rabbeinu, those letters that were waiting from the first luchos attached themselves to the new luchos. So the Sasema says a very deep thing. He says that any time that a Jew, whenever a Jew does something that's wrong, when a Jew sins, that's like the breaking of the luchos. He says the essence of who he is never destroyed. The letters of his neshama are never broken. The external shell of who he is, the stone, that is broken. But the letters are parches ba'avir. The letters are waiting to connect again to a new version of who he is in terms of his day-to-day life. But the letters themselves can't be damaged. No matter what we do, the letters were not damaged. The letters were not drawn into that chait of the egel. There's something very, very deep, this teaching. And the inyan is, that when you and I do an aveir, we never, ever, God forbid, destroy our neshamas. We can't touch, no matter how terrible anything we've ever done is, we can't damage or ruin the letters of who we are, the essence of who we are. And therefore, even though we sometimes feel that we did something that can never be repaired and we're lost and I can never be good again, I can never change. It's not true. That's what the Yetzer wants us to think. That's what the Yetzer wants us to think. It's not true. And you know, Kippur, when a person is an Eis Ratzon, there's this great light of Kol Nidre, of the Pnimius, of Hashem Echad, of Hashem Elokim, of who I really am, of Lifnei V'Lifnim, of Kodesh HaKadoshim. A person is able to realize that nothing was ever truly lost by his aveiros. He didn't destroy anything, because he never destroyed himself. He feels destroyed, but he never ever damaged the deepest part of who he is. That with other people, you might have a hard time convincing them if you did something wrong to somebody else. That's a different inyan that one has to work out with another Jew. But as far as the truth, the Pnimis is concerned, no matter what he's done, is Einam Abed Mu'um Mishaloi. V'av Kol Chelke and Neshama Sh'avdum and Ha'odim, Einam Aveda Be'etzim. Therefore, whatever we've lost spiritually is not an Aveda Be'etzim. The letters were never themselves lost. The letters were Parches Ba'avir. Just like we know from Chazal, that when Hanani Ben Chadim was being tortured to death, so he saw he said Gvilim Nisrafim, the parchment is being burned, but the Oisius Parches Ba'avir, the letters were flittering away in the sky. That means that when all of our enemies throughout all of the years have tortured us and killed us, they never, ever, ever were able to get to the essence of who we are. They were not able to destroy Nishmas Yisrael. Bodies they were burning, bodies they gassed. But to get to the Oisius of a Jew, it's not possible. The Oisius of a Jew are indestructible. Parches Ba'avir. Because the inner essence of a Jew is higher than any of those things that could cause damage, any higher than any Aveira, higher than any Nazi. The essence of a Jew is the highest thing. And when a Yid lives through Yom Kippur with this feeling, with this machshava, with this awareness, he's able to feel a tremendous joy. Even with a little bit of improvement, he could make this year. Of course, everybody should make at least one big achlotah for something, a kabbalah, to try in his life to make a real change. But he's able to feel, even with the ma'at, even the little bit, Ashir Lashem Ha'azam Lokai Ba'oidi, like Rabbi Nachman teaches in the Baruch Meshbah, said that he can, Azam Lokai, I could sing a song Ba'oidi with a little bit of toiv that I'm able to find in myself. I'm with a little bit, because that little bit, through that little bit, I'm able to be mevara the emes. I'm able to see the truth. The truth is that I know, and I always knew. I just was, it was covered, like the orla, like the part, like before the bismillah, that's not really who I want to be. What I did this past year, that's not the emes. It's not true. It's not true. The truth is that we want to do the Ratzon Hashem. And when this feeling that we have and this truth that we know, when it rises up to Shemayim, and we talk about this to Hashem, it rises up to Hashem. Then and we take upon ourselves the little bit that we could daven, the little bit that we could change, the little bit that we could do, but we take it upon ourselves with a chiyus, with a fire, with the islavus, as I'm as barbe, pnimius from lamala lamala. Then, in the highest, highest world in Shemayim, the pnimius of a Jew is shining, of each and every one of us is shining, and all of the kitrugim, all of the bad things that are being said about us, all the ketugim that come from those angels that we created with our avarice and our bad words and so on. It's all not what Hashem sees with His eyes. That's why it's minegere necha. It's not how Hashem sees us. Hashem looks at us in that way, of the pnimius. We ask Hashem to give us on Yom Kippur this light. This, to know this truth and this is ours. Shebishosh on mispalim atfilas shebalachas, that when we're davening the quiet Shemin Esrei and all the other tefillas, Mar Shachris Musa Mincha Neila, Azorla, we're asking Hashem, help us. Shia oz haor shalin neged einecha, that as human beings that we should be able to see a little bit of what you see of us. Haor shalin neged einecha. That we ask Hashem, help me, that I should be able to see me the way that you see me. At least something of that way that you see me. Of who you really created, of how you made me, and how I could be. Gilu ha-pnimius, which is the gilu of the pnimius of a person. Shenagish es ha-noichi ha-noichi u-marchib sh'ach alamani. That we should feel how Hashem says through the Navi, Anoichi, Anoichi, Hashem says, I, Amoichib Shech, I'm erasing your sins, Lamani, for my sake. V'kashar Umaydin L'Hashem Ezbarach, Alvatitein Lanu, and when we thank Hashem for giving us Yom Kippur, for this day of Slicha and Mechil and Kapara, Nagish Oz, as Gordel HaSimcha, we should feel the great Simcha, Shemes Oyer B'etzem HaYom Ezeh, that there's no happier day of the year. The biggest Simcha of the year is on Yom Kippur. In this Arab Khal Prate Havaida, there should be Miss Arab Khal Prate Havaida Bakal Tfila, that we should feel in each and every davening, each part of the davening. All of the davening of Yom Kippur revolves around what we're learning now, this Nakuna. And Bakal Prate Havaida Sanila, especially when it comes to Ne'ilah, Zorlan, help us Hashem, Shinizkala Shlemasa, that we should feel that light in its entirety. Hashem, help us that throughout the day we're throwing ourselves on the floor. During the Avaida, that we should feel that complete and total bittul. Bittul meaning that I'm nullifying, I'm erasing the false self that I've pretended to be this entire year, and I'm throwing myself in front of you to be mevatel that phoniness of this past year. I'm throwing myself in front of you. We ask Hashem that we should be zeich to taste something of that light that the Kahanim Gedolim were mashpia when he was inside the Beis HaMikdash and he was going with all the kriyas and the shlach havayis with all the bowing down and throwing himself on the floor. Even though it's impossible for people like us to understand what that meant, the Kohen Gadol going with my Lifnim going into Kodesh Kedoshim. Achein, nevertheless, Hayisayid b'zahu, the Yisayid is what? Bira oimek nishmeis Yisrael. To be mevara uncovering the oimik, the depths of Nishmas Yisrael. That's the avodah, the depths of Nishmas Yisrael, of the soul of a Jew. Va'bir hazeh, and this bir, meyer b'koichem, that can illuminate and give us koiches. V'chol shana, each throughout the entire year, for the whole year, and it happens, and we receive this light every year. Every year Hashem sends it to us. Etzel kol yochid v'yochid b'nei Yisrael, each and every Jew. And we ask our Father that we should be zayicha to weaken, to fight against the Yetzahara while we're still going through the first luchas that are getting broken and getting battered. That we should weaken the hold of the Yetzahara over us, of the breaking of the luchas. And how could we do that? How do we weaken the Yetzirah? By coming to Yom Kippur with the right approach, and by seeing how valuable, how precious is that ma'at, the little bit of kaychas that we have to change, to do things, to daven, by appreciating that, by recognizing how significant it is, any little bit that we could change, any little bit that we could do tshuva. Ba'avaydes ha-keser im ha-chayrim. Now earlier in this maimer, in the Sikha, Rav Tzimai was talking about the Madrega of Keser, because all that he's saying now has to do with a very deep Indian in Kabbalah that we're not going to go into, and he doesn't really explain earlier. He spoke about the highest Madrega of Keser, of the crown, which is the will, Kivyachal of Hashem himself, and the deepest will of a Jew is contained in that which is called Keser. And he explained with a famous moshel that we have from the Tzaddikim, the Baal Tanya of the Tzaddikim, that we see that the pleasure that a parent has, that a father has, let's say, with his child, brings him for some reason to pick up the child and to lift him up over his head. Which you wouldn't do, but see, I was saying earlier, that the Tanya of the Tzaddikim said that you wouldn't do if your 25-year-old son came back and told you that he just finished Shas Bavli and Yerushalmi. You would kiss him, you would hug him. Even if you were strong enough, you wouldn't lift him up over your head. You wouldn't make a tnufa with him to lift him up over your head. This is with a child. The father, not just because of the weight, but there's a certain shashua, a certain delight and joy that the child Davke, who is so vulnerable and so fragile and so much connected to the essence of the father, before, over the course of life, the parents and children begin to get more separated, but this baby is, the father feels so strongly that this is the etzem of who I am. Therefore, the father lifts the child up to a place which is called the crown, which is worn above the head, to a higher place than the head itself, which means higher than anything that makes sense. Because it would make more sense to hold up the kid, to pick up the one that finished Shas, as opposed to the baby, because the baby made some little sound, and you pick up the baby, and you have shahava. Because that's the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyochel, that's how he sees us, mineged einecha, as that essence of kedusha and tahara, of who we are. Like one feels with a baby that's unblemished and pure. And he says the ksarim with the charmi brings from the tzaddikim, that we know that every crown is not just one piece of silver, every crown has in it holes to make the decorations. And the holes, meaning that in our lives, we know that we have to accept that over time, there are holes, there are gaps and spaces in the crown. But the truth of the matter is that in Hashem's eyes, He sees us in that way. And all our entire avodah is only to recognize that and to come into contact with that deepest truth of who we are. And when we do that, it's like the baby that's making a cute sound, and Hashem lifts us up over his head, which is the place of the crown, which is the highest rutz and the highest will. There's a great fire and tremendous joy. We ask Hashem that we should be zayich l'shleimus hamuna b'yom hakadosh, that we should be zayich to reach the shleimus of hamuna on this holy day. Because that's the whole avodah of this time of the year, is to come to shleimus and emunah, to come to a full emunah. Because if our Amuna would be complete, if our Amuna would be perfect, we wouldn't do any Aveiros. We would never, because our Amuna would be perfect, and we would know the truth of the, that the Neshama knows. But we forget because of our weakness in Amuna. Sheniskel Shleimus Amuna B'yom HaKadosh B'chol HaPratim U'Pratei Pratim, in every single detail of our lives. Hein Amuna B'Avaydes Hashem B'Avaydes Hashem Zubach Mazm Yechidus L'Kol Echad V'Echad V'Hein Amuna B'Kachat Shuvah K'mesh M'Vorim Tzadik Hainin Shel V'Nis Bashati Yim Kaini. He goes into a whole explanation here from Rab Tzadik and from other Tzadikim. And he explains just one thing that's important to say, because we're not going to have time to finish. When we think of complete tshuva, of tshuva shleima, the Rambam tells us that tshuva shleima is ad sheyadolav yedeh talumes, until Hashem is prepared to testify that you'll never do that aveira again. So what does that mean? Can any of us ever reach such a level that Hashem will testify that we'll never do that aveira again? So the tzaddikim explain it doesn't mean, because we might end up making mistakes again this year. The test, until Hashem testifies that we'll never do it again, means that the fee, my matzav, the fee, what I know right now to be the truth, what I believe in, and what's important to me, and that gilui of mine, the sham of the essence, I would never intentionally do such a crazy thing again. And that's called ad sheyoydelav yodeh talumus, because Hashem is yodeh talumus. And Hashem knows the truth about each and every one of us. We ourselves have to connect to that truth of Mecheva Havre Psha'inu B'chatesenu Mineged Einecha. And that all of the mistakes that we've made during the year, all of those are out of character with the essential truth of Mineged Einecha, that which Hashem Yisbarach sees with his eyes in terms of who we are and who we were created to become. So Hashem Yisbarach should help us that we should be zeichet to taste of that light of Kol Nidre, and that it should carry us through the entire Yontif to stay focused on this truth and to live with that after Yom Kippur, which is the Simcha of Matzim Kippur, and that Simcha of going into Sukkot is to be able to hold on to as much as we can, that clarity and that certainty that a Jew has sitting in Hashem's Baruch's embrace. That's what the Sukkot is. The Sukkot is Yemini Techabkeini, is the chibuk, the embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Be'ez Hashem, if we would think about that and we would feel that, then we would certainly be zarech to the tshuva shleima, and that's chus be zarech to the gula Hashem, v'amikis mevi amenu, amen.